Ethan Johns believes that if he's prepared and the band's prepared, the perfect sound will happen right there in the studio, live. And if he's got his ears open, he'll hear it. We visited Ethan on a day when he was working with the band Kings of Leon, and he was recording them in the old school way, live to 2-inch analog tape.
Working live, I think ultimately it comes down to communication between musicians. It's about performances inspiring other performances. It's a spiraling effect.
Maybe we try bringing everything else down and cranking Caleb's...
At this session, Johns is a little frustrated because the band's frontman, Caleb Followill, is unable to sing.
It's a lot harder to do without a vocal. I mean, the vocal to me is everything. That's the focus of the track. Unfortunately, the singer today doesn't have a voice. He's blown his voice out, so our schedule dictates that we must record today without a vocal, which I don't like doing. It's a lot harder for me.
While the Kings of Leon lay down their tracks, John stays in the room with them while they work, keeping his ears open for a clean performance that is special.
Busted string. Wasn't sounding that good anyway.
After two or three takes, Johns and the Kings listen and critique the playback.
Well, there was some good stuff in there. For sure. The only part that seems to be kind of tripping us up is when you sort of transfer from the boom, 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 brap, boom, 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 brap, getting that roll, getting that tom feel. It's usually the first of the two is a little, takes a minute to sort of settle in, and then the second time you play it, it's always perfect. So maybe we should...
I asked Johns how long it could take before hitting pay dirt with a great take.
I don't know. It's such an incredible process. It's a bit of a luxury, put it this way. When the take is done and you stand up and you go, that was it. That doesn't happen that often. You usually have to go back, play back. There's a lot of concerted listening.
He told me in other sessions he's been psyched about a take, but that the artist just doesn't share his enthusiasm.
You know, I mean, it happened on the last record I made. I was, you know, it was one of the most beautiful takes, completely live, string quartets. Just brought me to tears. I mean, I was actually playing at the time. It completely slayed me. I barely finished the take. But the artist comes in and, you know, on playback, and, you know, they're not sure about it. You know, it's because this is their record, you know.
What did you do when that happened?
Well, I got forceful. No, I really believed in it, and the general consensus was that it was an extraordinary recording. I honestly felt truly blessed to be in the room and you know, to have been able to capture what happened. And I think the artist is coming round to realizing what it is that we've got.
I asked Ethan how he would know when it was done.
Yes, the question, the big question, when is art finished? When do you walk away? It seems to be an unanswerable question in my mind, and it is a question that has been dogging me for 20 years. You know, I can't put it into words. I can, on a session, stand back from whatever it is that's happening and go, that is unique, that is complete.
For Studio 360, I'm Trey Kay.
So close. I mean, it's really on the... Do you want to listen to the one before you...